20-year-old Meredith Yowie is a finance major at Wake Forest University. She is the secretary for College Republicans and plans to vote for Mitt Romney in the 2012 presidential election. She is getting ready to meet some of her friends for lunch in the dining hall on campus known as the Pit. She says a common topic among them is the economy.
I just want to be able to go out there and get a job. And, you know, at CPAC last year, they did this whole presentation about how more people are living in their parents' basement. And it was kind of at that moment when I really, like, woke up and realized it's scary to think that the amount of students who are unable to find jobs is exponentially increasing, and I don't want that to be me.
Many Democratic students also agree that the economy is a big concern this year. 20-year-old Logan Healy Took is co-president of the Wake Forest College Democrats. He will cast his first presidential ballot in support for President Barack Obama. He says social issues are what's driving many of his friends to the polls.
You know, obviously the economy is a strong factor for everyone here, but especially over the last couple of years, I think we've seen the importance of gay rights. I think it's disturbing that, you know, friends that I have that are gay are not able to be treated equally. And I think that our generation is definitely more socially liberal.
Katie Harriger is a professor and chair of the Politics and International Affairs Department at Wake Forest University. She says the youth vote will be as important this year as it was in 2008.
Young people support the Democratic Party sort of almost 2-1 over the Republican Party. And so if you have that kind of advantage within a particular age cohort, mobilizing that cohort is important.
Harriger says research on mobilizing young voters shows college students are more likely to vote than non-college students. That's because students are exposed to a variety of political messages and activities in class and on campus. She says both parties are stepping up their efforts with young voters through social media and more traditional methods like door-to-door campaigning and telephone calls.
It looks like the Democratic Party is doing more outreach work than the Republican Party, but that the Republican Party is doing more than it did in 2008 because it recognizes that it has a big disadvantage in that age cohort. Whether it's effective or not remains to be seen.
In September, Harriger took several of her students to the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. She was invited to participate in a forum with activists and other political scientists called Conversation with the Next Generation. Even though the voting age was lowered to 18 more than 40 years ago, Harriger says researchers are still trying to figure out the best way to connect with young voters.
I thought they overemphasized the tweeting. There's a live audience there of mostly college students, and they were encouraging them to sit there and tweet, and then they would report what people were tweeting, which included often questions, but they never responded to them. And so I think that on the one hand, they thought, oh, these are young kids, they love to tweet, but they didn't think about the opportunity of a live audience for the real interaction that could have happened. And the students that I talked to afterwards were disappointed with the same thing. I think both parties are still trying to work out what is it. How do we have the conversation with the next generation and how do we take them seriously?
Harriger says research shows that young voters between the ages of 18 and 25 are turned off by extreme partisanship. Healy Took says the key to engaging more young voters like him is improving communication during the off-election cycles.
You know, how cool would it be if the Republicans and Democrats, the parties teamed up and just said, you know what, we're going to go to 60 college campuses together, propose ideas or propose some type of problem, and we're going to pick some students and, you know, just try to have them figure it out. And maybe politically active students, maybe not, you know, but, you know, that's a great way for engagement. That's what politics should be about.
But no matter who wins the presidential election this year, Wake Forest University students Logan Healy Took and Meredith Yowie say their biggest achievement as young voters is helping to get hundreds of other students registered to vote. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.